You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me sick? I just want to stub out my cigar in Dick Cavett's face. We was having this discussion at the bar last night. It's like this, see. If you had a choice, what would you be? What would you rather be, strong or smart? Now, of course, for me, it's tough to take sides in an argument like that because God, in his infinite wisdom, blessed me with the strength of the Schwarzenegger and the brains of Albert Epstein. But I am the exception, not the rule. See, basically, man is born to be either strong or smart, not both. You got this random gene pool thing when you was created, see? And you got smart genes and strong genes. But one gene is going to dominate over the other. It's just like being left-handed or right-handed. You can't be both. So anyway, if I had to choose, I'd rather be strong. And I got three very good reasons. Number one, if you was helping your neighbor change oil in his car and the jack slipped and the car fell on him, see, if you was strong, you could get a charge of adrenaline and lift the car up off of him and save his life. Number two, the membership dues at the gymnasium is a hell of a lot cheaper than college tuition. And number three, if a strong guy ever got in a fight with a smart guy would begin by saying, "You know, of course, violence is reprehensible and has never been proven to solve any interpersonal conflict such as this." And then a strong guy beat the hell out of him. Thank God I am a freak of nature and don't have to choose. Wake up, America! It's just a shame that sometimes I gotta hide my smart side, though, because it scares off the women. Yeah, bimbos like a good buddy, and I got that, too. I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pay itself.